650. We are currently studying Mishnayos Kelim. We are in Perek Yud. We are up to Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. We've been discussing the issues of Tzamid Pasil. Torah tells us that if you have a container, the types of containers we described yesterday in the Mishnah, and the container is sealed, so then the items inside could be saved. Megufas achavis hamechulalas veina nishmetas. What if I have the top of a barrel and I seal it? And it goes down. I sink it down, and because of the way I sink it down, it's able to become attached and sealed. But it's and it doesn't fall into the barrel, but it sort of wedges itself. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Matzelis. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, since it doesn't fall out, it's wedged. That's called Tzamid Pasil. V'chachamim Omer Meina Matzelis. The Chachamim say, look, if I wiggle it around, it's going to fall out. I can push it out. So that's not called Tzamid Pasil. What if I have, in order to get it, so I press the lid down, and now I have a handle to be able to hold on to the barrel. So if I have it sunken down, Hasheretz Besocha, and within the part of the barrel where the lid, on top of the lid, where it's gone down, Hasheretz comes into that area, Hachavis Tamea, the barrel is going to be tame because of the avir, the environment. Hasheretz b'chavis ochlin shebesocha tameim. Obviously, if it winds up inside the barrel, so then whatever's inside with it is going to be tame as well. Hakadur v'apakash al gemi. What if I have a ball, or I have a pakas? We'll see what that is. It's like you use it and weave it, put it around, made out of rubber. Shenasan al pi achavis. I put it around the mouth of a barrel. So merach menat stadim. If I smeared it around the sides, lo hitzel, it still doesn't work for a tzamid pasil. Why? Because there are still gaps. Achi mareach. Until you go ahead and you smear it around, not only around the sides, but mumalan or mumatan, to cover all the gaps. The same thing is true if you use a shmata, right? And you shmata cloth, and you use it to wrap around the kli, and it doesn't work until it's totally surrounded, right? Haisa shel niyar shel or ukshar b'mishicha. What happens if I use paper, if I use leather, and then I tie it with a thread so that it's tied around and it's strong? So meirach menat stadim hitzel. If you smeared it beyond so that it overextends, so then it will work to seal up the area, and it will be called a tzamid pasil in that situation, because in that situation there are no breaks, no gaps, in order to make sure that nothing escapes from the inside. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezer Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.